可能时间上会有一点压力，使你想要睡觉，不过没关系，跟隔壁也讲一下，就算你睡觉也要做异梦。哈利路亚，我们把时间交给 Donna， 她来介绍我们这次的讲员 Mark Vigler。
It is really very special for me to introduce Dr. Mark Vigler to you.
对我来讲，要介绍Mark 牧师Mark 博士来给你们，那是很特别。
I want to tell you that I have a personal testimony related to his teaching.
我可以跟各位讲，我有个人的这样的见证是因着他的教导。
Back in the early to mid 90s.
差不多九十年代初期那时候
，I heard him teach this for the first time。
那时候是我第一次听到他的教课
，and he really helped me to understand how clear we actually do hear God。
所以他真的帮助我们了解到我们原来可以这么清楚听到神的声音。
And for many of us in the body of Christ, we often hear, but I don't know how to hear God.
很多在基督肢体里面，很多人都曾经表达说，我真的不知道怎么听见神的声音。
And it had a huge impact in my own life in just how clear God actually really does speak.
就是因为很清楚听到神的声音，在带出我生命很大的影响力。
So it's a really great joy, for him to be in Taiwan for the first time.
所以很高兴，这是他第一次来到台湾嘞。
一二三。
And I remember when I was leading Singing Waters.
当我还记得我还在负责带颂泉的时候
，Mark was one of the people that I wanted to be on every school we were teaching.
Mark 是我每一个学校我都想要邀请进来的那个老师。
Because this area of hearing God's voice is really critical in this time.
因为要聆听神的声音，在这段时间是非常的，好像有点困难的感觉。
So as I said to you this morning,
就像我今天跟你们讲
到，God is wanting us to be really acutely aware of His voice over every other voice.
是神真的要我们从所有的声音当中，真的去听见，去辨识出他的声音来。
And Mark will teach that well. He is a teacher.
Mark 会在这部分教得很好，因为他真的是一个教师。
So, the anointing is a teacher anointing.
他的恩膏就是那个教师的恩膏。
And so it really is a great joy for me to welcome him to the platform here with TCRM in Taiwan.
所以我很高兴在这边跟着更新协会一起来欢迎他上台。
Please join me in welcoming Dr. Mark Vigler.
跟我一起来欢迎 Mark 博士。
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
谢谢。
Good afternoon.
大家午安。
It's an honor to be here.
我真的非常荣幸在这里。
I'm looking forward very much to this week together.
我很高兴这个礼拜要跟大家共处。
I'm going to share with you my journey.
我要跟大家分享我聆听神声音的过程。
Of how God taught me to hear His voice.
还有神如何教导我倾听他的声音。
I'm going to invite you to step into my life with me.
我要向大家敞开我的生命。
And I'd like you to walk a period of my life together with me.
那我也欢迎大家跟我走进我的生命，一同来经历神。
The things that God taught me, I want to share them with you.
特别就是神教导我的一些事情，我希望在这里跟大家分享。
There were certain prayers of repentance I needed to make.
那也有一些是我过去需要为此悔改祷告的。
And I'll probably pray those prayers together with you if you'd like.
那么我可能在这里也会带大家跟我做同样的认罪悔改的祷告。
And there were confessions that God asked me to make.
也有一些神要我在他面前这个承认的事情。
And I'd like to make those confessions together with you also.
我也要带大家一起来做这样的祷告。
Is that okay with you if we do that?
那我如果邀请大家一起做这样的认罪悔改祷告，你们同意吗？
Praise God.
感谢主。
Let's say this together.
让我们一起这样说。
Lord, I open my heart to you.
主，我向你敞开我的心。
I ask that you speak to me.
我请你对我说话。
Teach me to clearly hear your voice.
教导我清楚地听你的声音。
Teach me to clearly see vision.
让我可以清楚地看到意象。
Bridge the difference between our cultures.
让我们跨越文化的不同。
And allow us to be family immediately.
让我们可以跟讲员在同一个流里面像一家人一样。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, my story is going to begin at 15 years of age.
那我的故事开始于这个五十年前。
I got
十五年前。
I
15, right?
15.
Yeah, 15. 五十五年前。
That was 5 years ago.
那是五年前。五十岁，对不起。
Give or take 30 or 40 years. I'm just kidding.
他在开玩笑，难怪我翻得不太好。
Can we do jokes?
Yes.
We can.
他说我们可以开玩笑吗？可以。
Okay, I love jokes.
我很喜欢开玩笑。
I got saved in a very conservative church.
我是在一个非常保守的教会得救的。
And God put a very deep hunger within me to become a biblical man.
那神呢就让我成为一个对圣经的非常渴慕的人。
And I noticed people in the Bible could hear the voice of God.
那我当然发现在圣经中的人物他们可以听到神的声音。
And so I said, Lord, I want to do that.
那所以我就对主说，主啊，我也要像那样。
So I went to my prayer closet.
所以呢我就在这个祷告间祷告。
And I quieted myself down.
我就在神的面前屈膝。
And I asked God to speak to me.
我就求神对我说话。
I was expecting something like a booming bass voice.
我呢就希望听到一个像那个打雷的或是那个雷声那么大的声音。
Hello, Mark. This is God.
就是像说，哦 ，Mark， 你好啊。
I would salute, come to attention, say yes, sir.
那我就像军官敬礼一样，对他说，是的，请说。
So I'm listening for this voice.
所以我就要倾听这样的声音。
Take a wild guess what I heard.
那猜一猜，过了一段时间之后，我听到的是什么？
Nothing.
什么都没有。
I said, well, that didn't work.
那我就跟主说，哇，这样好像行不通哎。
And how many know this is supposed to work?
那有谁知道圣经里面应该完全是都正确的？
So I said, I'm obviously doing something wrong.
所以我就觉得我一定什么地方做错了。
So I said, I'll just read more scripture.
那我就说，那我再多读一点圣经应该就可以了。
I figured that would solve everything.
我觉得那样我就可以解决所有的问题。
I sat down and read the New Testament in a day and a half.
然后我就花了一天半把新约读完一遍。
And I went to my... That's all it takes.
只需要一天半啊就可以读完了。
You should try it if you haven't tried it.
你从来没有试过一天半读完新约吗？
And then I went to my prayer closet to listen for God to speak.
然后呢我就再进到我的祷告间来倾听神的声音。
Take a wild guess what I heard.
那你猜一猜，过了一段时间，我听到什么？
Nothing.
什么也没听见。
I said that's disgusting.
那我说，这真恶心啊。
I said I thought if you read enough scripture, that would solve everything.
那我以为我要读更多的经文就可以解决这个问题。
So I said, now what will I do?
那我就问神，那我现在应该怎么办呢？
I said I could fast and pray.
那我就想，我要。禁食应该是很好的主意。
Because the Bible said if you fast and pray, God will turn your gloom to noonday sun.
因为圣经上说，如果你禁食祷告的话，神就会使你的哀伤呢成为正午。
And He will continually guide your feet.
那他会不停的带领你的脚步往前。
And I said, I'm looking for guidance.
那我就想，我是要寻求神的引导。
So I fasted for a day.
然后呢，我就禁食一天。
I'd fast for a week.
然后我甚至禁食一个礼拜。
And I would fast for many weeks.
然后我禁食好几个礼拜。
And I was actually skinny back then.
那你知道吗？那时候我变得很瘦哎。
It was a very nice period of my life.
那真的很瘦是很舒服的一件事。
And when I got alone to hear the voice of God, guess what I heard?
然后当我终于听到神的声音，你知道是什么吗？
Just my stomach rumbling.
原来我听到的那个神的声音就是我自己肚子里面的咕咕叫的声音。
And I said, well, at least I'm skinny, praise God.
那我就感谢主，至少我听到自己肚子里的声音。
But I still couldn't hear God's voice.
但是我还是没有办法听到神的声音。
So I said, now what will I do?
那我就说现在我应该怎么办呢？
I said I'm going to go to Bible college.
那我想我应该去读圣经学院。
Because I felt called to go into full-time Christian ministry.
因为我感觉神对我的生命有一个全职的呼召。
My definition of full-time Christian ministry at that point in my life.
在我自己个人对于全职服事的定义，那个时候是这个意思的。
Was that I had three choices.
就是我有三个选择。
I could be a pastor, missionary, or evangelist.
我可以成为一个牧师，或者是一个宣教士，或者传福音的人。
I did not know that everything was full-time Christian ministry.
我并不知道在我所有的生活里面，每一个都可以是全时间的服事。
Amen.
Amen.
I've learned that since then.
我从那个时候就开始学习。
I no longer believe in a sacred secular split.
我不再相信。
I believe the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
我相信在这地上全地是属于神的，而且是被他的丰满所充满。
There is no secular.
没有所谓的这个世俗的。
And God is asking you and I to take His voice and His anointing into every area of society.
如果我们能够把神的声音，我们听到神的声音，把他的恩膏带到每一个地方的话，那每一个地方都是圣的。
Amen.So I didn't know that when I was 20 years of age.
所以呢，在我二十岁的时候，我不知道。
So I got trained to be a pastor.
所以呢，我就被训练成为一个牧师。
I got my four-year degree and hung it up on the wall.
那我把我这个四年得到的那个毕业证书就挂在墙上。
It said I was now spiritual.
那个上面就说我并不代表说我现在就非常属灵了。
And I went to my prayer closet and asked God to speak.
然后我现在觉得我很属灵，所以我可以到我的祷告间去求神，现在可以对我说话。
Take a wild guess what I heard.
那你们猜猜看，我现在听到什么
？Nothing.
还是什么都听不到
？I said that's disgusting.
那我觉得这是太逊了。
I just spent 4 years learning to become a pastor.
我才花了四年的时间学习怎么成为一个牧师。
And I still can't hear God's voice.
然后我还是听不到神的声音。
And they tell me I'm trained to pastor a church.
那人家就告诉我说我要训练一个教会。
And I know I'm not.
那我说我不行。
Because I had turned charismatic or spirit-filled my last year in college.
因为呢，在我的这个最后一年呢，我要成为一个这个比较这个灵恩的这样子的一个。
And so I took a position in a charismatic, spirit-filled church.
所以呢，我就到一个这个比较灵恩派的教会。
And those kinds of pastors are supposed to be able to hear the voice of God.
那你是不是觉得在灵恩派的教会里面的这个牧师们应该是比较属灵，可以听到神的声音？
And I got ordained as the pastor of an independent charismatic church.
所以我就在一个独立的这个灵恩派的教会被这个案例成为一个牧师。
I told God this would be a very appropriate point to teach me how to hear His voice.
所以我就告诉神说：“神啊，现在我应该够资格来听你的声音了吧？”
And so I hung my ordination certificate up next to my degree.
所以呢，我就把我那个被案例成为牧师的证书放在我的那个
神
学院毕业的证书的旁边。
And I went to my prayer closet and asked God to speak.
然后我又到我的祷告间求神对我说话。
Take a wild guess what I heard.
那请问一下我听到了什么
？Nothing.
什么都没听到。
How many hope this story gets better?
那有多少人希望这个故事有好结局的？
These are all the things you don't have to try because they don't work.
啊，我是要告诉大家，你都不用试我走过的路，因为这些对听神的声音没有帮助。
Think of how much time and money I just saved you.
你看我替你省了多少时间跟钱。
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So we had a co-pastor in my church who could hear the voice of God.
所以在我们教会呢，有一个这一个副牧师哈，一个同工，他可以听到神的声音。
And I thought, well, God, at least one of us can hear your voice.
所以我就感谢主说，主啊，至少我们其中有一个人可以听到你的声音。
I explained to God that since I was a senior pastor, it should be me who heard the voice of God.
所以我就对神很生气，说主啊，既然我是这个主任牧师，应该是我可以听到声音才对啊。
Didn't seem to bother God at all.
但是对神来说，好像这一点都不困扰他。
So I put up with this humiliation for an entire year.
所以呢，在那一年中，我就觉得非常的羞辱，因为我主任牧师竟然听不到神的声音。
And then I went to this man. His name was Charles.
然后我这个副牧师，他叫做这个查理。
And I said, Charles, when you hear God's voice, what's it sound like?
那我就问那个副牧师啊，说查理，你听到神声音的时候，他的声音像什么啊
？Because I figured he could tell me, then I could hear the voice of God.
因为我希望他透过他，他可以教我怎么听神的声音。
Is that a good idea?
这是不是一个好主意呢
？So Charles said, "Well, you just know that you know that you know that you know."
所以查理就告诉我说。啊、你知道了，你听到神的声音的时候，你就是知道那是神的声音嘛。
I said I don't know。
我就跟他说，可是我就是不知道啊。
I said if I knew I wouldn't be asking now, would I？
我说如果我知道神的声音像什么，我就不会问你了嘛，对不对
？I was very disgusted。
那我也是非常觉得失望。
And I said, you know what？
那我说
，I'm going to backslide for a few days。
那我说我要。
Yeah, now backslide。
哦，我就想要退后几天。
Have you ever backslidden?
你有没有因为这样听不到神的声音就很灰心
？Just kind of turn away from God and say, "Oh, yuck!"
就跟神说啊、哦，我真的蛮失望的，所以我想自己独自几天，不再理神。
The problem with being a preacher is you're going to only backslide for 5 days in a row.
但是呢，你要成为一个主任牧师或是教师呢，非常可惜，你只有五天可以不理神。
Because you have to, you got to preach on Sunday. So every Friday night, I would get right with God.
所以呢，就算五天不理他，第五天礼拜五晚上，我一定要到他的面前。
This was a very difficult period of my life.
对我来说，这段时间实在非常痛苦。
I was very frustrated.
我非常的失望。
And I didn't really know what to do.
那我真的不知道该怎么办。
So, I decided to invite a traveling spirit-filled teacher into our church.
所以我就打算邀请一个那个旅行的这个牧者，客座的牧者，到我们教会来讲道。
He taught on the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
因为他是专门教导这个圣灵的恩赐的。
And I said, when he gets done teaching my church, I'm going to ask him some questions.
那我就想趁这个机会，他来教导我的会众的时候，我就可以问他问题。
I took him home, sat him down, gave him some tea.
然后我就邀请他到我们家里来，然后请他喝茶。
And I said, "What does God's voice sound like?" I'm very desperate.
那我就非常这个渴望的问他说，到底神的声音听起来像什么
？He said, "Well, what most people consider the voice of God."
那他就说，很多人呢就觉得神的声音
，It's nothing more than your heart just rummaging around down there.
其实就像是一个微小声音在你的心里面一直不断的在那里诉说。
I couldn't believe it.
那我不太相信。
I said, "That's the best definition you can give me for God's voice."
我说，难道这是对于神的声音最好的一个定义吗
？It's not really God's voice; it's just your heart turning around down there.
难道不会听到神的声音，只是听到你自己心里有一些声音在那边翻动吗
？I said, "God, I'm disgusted."
那我就说，神啊，我真的是很失望。
This guy teaches on the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
这个人教圣灵恩赐。
And he cannot give me a simple definition to hear how to hear your voice.
然后他竟然不能给我一个最简单的对于听你的声音的定义。
And so I backslid again for 5 days.
所以我又跟神闹脾气，又不理他五天了。
Now I'm sure all of you are more spiritual than I am.
我相信在座的各位都比我更属灵。
This is my story.
这是我的故事。
And you're welcome to be more spiritual than me.
那你们呢？一定欢迎你们都比我更属灵哈。
So I thought, well, there is a verse in the New Testament.
那我就想到在新约中有一句的经文。
It says, "My sheep." Hear my voice.
说我的羊听我的声音。
Amen.
Amen.
A promise from Jesus.
这是耶稣给的一个应许。
That if we're saved, we hear God's voice.
就是说，如果我们说我们听神的声音的话。
I said, well, maybe the reason I don't hear a voice is I'm not saved.
那我就心里在想啊，也许我听不到神的声音，是因为我没有得救。
So I checked to see if I was saved.
所以我就呢内心醒察，我是不是真的已经重生得救了
？And I had definitely asked Jesus Christ into my heart.
那我就想，我的确曾经邀请耶稣住到我的心里面呢。
And I was taught that I had a relationship with Jesus.
那我也被教导说跟耶稣要有个人的关系。
And that's why I could get to heaven.
那就是为什么呢？有一天我可以进入到天堂。
If you've been taught that, would you say Amen?
如果你也被教导，请你说阿门。
Now I had some problems with my relationship with Jesus.
但是呢，我现在跟这个耶稣的问题有一些状况。
I couldn't actually hear his voice.
因为我不能听到他的声音啊。
And I couldn't see him.
我也看不见他。
And I couldn't feel him.
我也感受不到他。
But I did have a relationship with him.
但是我觉得我还是跟耶稣有一个关系。
Now, if you had a relationship with someone you couldn't hear, see, or feel,
如果你也有跟一个人的关系是你不能看见、听见、摸见、摸到他，
how many think you could be missing something in the relationship?
你会不会觉得在你跟他的关系中有很多是错失了？
Yeah. If you were married to someone you couldn't hear, see, or feel,
如果你结婚的对象是一个看不见、摸不见的、听不见的。
How many believe you could be missing something in the marriage?
那你们会不会说你们在婚姻中失去了很多东西？
So the question was, how deep was my relationship with Jesus?
所以真正的问题是说，到底我跟耶稣的关系有多深？
I had a theology, I had a relationship, but I had very little actual relationship.
哦，我在神学知识上很丰富，但是在我个人真正跟神的亲密关系里面有多深呢？
So I tried at least one more thing.
所以呢，我就再试一件事。
I said, I assume God speaks from within my heart.
那我就说，假设神真的可以透过我的心对我说话。
So maybe if somebody could help me define my spirit, I could learn to sense spirit sensations.
那我就想，可能我可以找一个人教我怎么来分辨我在心里面听到，还有我灵里面听到的这些声音。
So I would ask people, what does my spirit feel like?
那我就开始问人啊，那我的灵的状况看起来是怎么样？
And they said, it didn't feel like anything.
那他们就说什么都感觉不到。
I said, why not?
我说为什么？
They said, because feelings are part of your emotions.
那他们就告诉我说，因为感觉是你情绪中的一个部分。
And emotions are part of your soul.
那个情绪呢，是属于呢你的灵魂里面的一个部分。
I said, great, so I can't feel my spirit.
所以我就说，太棒了，所以我感觉不到我的属灵的这个情形。
I said, well then, could you tell me how do I sense my spirit?
那我就说，你可不可以教教我怎么来感受我自己的灵呢？
They said it's the innermost part of you.
那他们就说是在你内心深处里面最深的一个地方。
I said that's where it's located, but how do you sense it?
我说我知道那是应该在我里面存在的一个地方，但是我怎么感受到呢？
They'd say, well, it's the part of you that talks to God.
那他们就说，那就是你要去跟神聊一聊，那在什么地方的时候？
I said that's what it does.
我说是啊，我知道那是跟神沟通的地方。
I didn't ask you what it does.
我没有问你它的功能是什么。
I asked you how do you sense your spirit.
我是要请你教导我怎么用灵来感受。
There was not one person in my world who could define how to sense my spirit.
那在我那个时候呢，没有一个人可以给我一个定义，就是怎么用我的灵来感受事情。
I found that frustrating.
我觉得非常沮丧。
Because I'm supposed to walk in the spirit, live in the spirit, pray in the spirit.
因为我应该是活在圣灵里面，住在圣灵里面，然后随时可以跟圣灵交谈的。
And I'm supposed to worship in spirit.
那我也应该随时在圣灵里面敬拜神的。
And I can't even define what my spirit feels like.
但是呢，我甚至不能够来察觉到底我自己灵里面的感受是怎么样。
So how can I possibly walk in the spirit if I can't even define the experience?
所以呢，我要怎么在圣灵里面跟神同行，如果我自己都不能用我的灵来感受？
I think I must have backslid one more time.
那我想那个时候我又开始几天不理神了。
In other words, this was a very difficult 11 years of my life.
那是我人生里面非常痛苦的十一年。
For the first 11 years of my Christian life.
就是我刚信主的这个十一年。
I just described them to you.
我就是解释给大家听。
These are all things you do not have to try.
那一些都是你们不需要经历的。
Because they don't work.
因为那个没有办法。
So I put the whole thing in the back burner and said, God, I'd like to walk in the spirit, but I can't even define the experience.
所以呢，我就跟神说，神啊，我真的希望在圣灵中跟你同行，但是我甚至不能自己找到一个定义，就是为我灵里的感受找到一个定义。
I'd like to be a charismatic and hear your voice, but I don't know how to, so I can't be.
我希望比较属灵灵恩，能够听到你的声音，但是我就是没办法。
I can be a charismatic theologically, but not experientially.
我可以是一个好像是这个灵恩派的这样子的一个有这样的神学基础，但是我做不到，活不出来。
So I got to live out of the word.
所以呢，我只能靠神的话。
Does the Bible say to live out of the word?
因为呢，圣经上说神的话呢。
It's almost a trick question.
这是一个非常这个。
I hate to ask trick questions.
我不喜欢问那个比较这个诡诈的问题哈。
The Bible says to live in the Spirit.
圣经上告诉我们，教导是我们要活在圣灵里，活在灵里。
Says to walk in the Spirit.
而且是在圣灵中行走。
It says to worship in spirit.
并且在灵里面敬拜神。
Now when it comes to the word, it says to meditate on it.
那讲到神的话呢，就是讲到默想神的话。
And to hide it in your heart.
然后呢，在你的把神的话存记在你的心中。
But it doesn't say to live out of the word.
但是并没有说活在神的话里面。
The Pharisees lived out of biblical laws.
因为呢，法利赛人就是按照这个律法来活的。
Jesus lived out of the Spirit.
但是耶稣呢，是活在灵里面。
And those were two totally different lifestyles.
而这两个是完全不同的这个生活形态。
Since I could not find the Spirit,
那既然呢，因为我找不到我的灵
，I had to live out of biblical law.
那我就必须按照律法来活。
I got to be a Pharisee.
我就很像是法利赛人。
A very fun period of my life.
那在我的生命中也是一个很有趣的阶段。
Now, if you live under the law, here's what the Bible says will happen.
那如果呢，你按照律法而活的话，圣经上说会这个样子。
The law produces guilt and condemnation.
因为律法就使人知罪，使定罪。
Because we can never keep it.
因为我们没有办法守律法。
It's designed to be a tutor to take us to Christ.
是这个透过这个耶稣基督呢，然后我们可以来到神的面前。
So I felt guilty and condemned all the time.
所以其实当我活在律法中的时候，我常常觉得是被定罪的。
I said, "Man, I'm not praying enough."
那我常常会定罪自己，我祷告的不够。
I'm not reading enough Bible.
我读圣经读的不够多。
There were so many rules, I just wasn't keeping them all.
有这么多的律法，我都没有办法守住。
So the Bible said, "There's now therefore no condemnation."
那圣经上说，现在呢，再没有定罪了。
To those who are in Christ.
在基督耶稣里的就不再定罪了。
But I was in the Word.
但是呢，我不是活在灵里面，我是活在这个律法里。
And I could not find a dynamic relationship with Christ.
而我不能够找到跟耶稣的一个亲密关系的这个途径。
Until the Lord gave me a breakthrough.
直到神给我一个突破。
It happened in 1979.
在1979年。
I had a thought come to me.
我有一个想法。
Which I now realize was the voice of God.
那我现在发现呢，那个想法其实就是从神来的一个声音。
It was a spontaneous thought.
是一个即时发生的一个思想。
And I've now learned to say this.
那我现在学习这样说。
God's voice sounds like.
神的声音就像。
Spontaneous thoughts.
一个即时产生的一个意念。
That light upon your mind.
就在你的心中。
While your eyes are fixed on Jesus.
当你的眼目定睛在耶稣身上的时候。
Real simple sentence.
非常简单的句子。
But it took me 11 years of frustration before I could say it.
但是呢，花了我11年的时间来寻求这个答案。
We're going to practice saying that together a lot.
那我们要一起来学习。
I'm going to teach you the four keys to hearing God's voice.
我要教导大家四把钥匙来听神的声音。
And then we'll say that sentence over and over till we memorize it.
那我会讲很多次，一直到你们都可以记得。
So 1979, the thought was this.
所以1979年呢，我的想法就是这样。
Why don't you take a year of your life to learn to hear God's voice?
为什么你不花一整年的时间，就是单单来学习怎么听神的声音呢？
And I kind of objected to that idea.
那我一开始的时候，其实我并不是非常赞同。
Because I said I've never spent one year of my life to learn any one lesson.
因为呢，我想到就是说，我从来没有花过一年呢，就专门学一样事情。
And I thought, well, you know, when I went to Bible college, I learned new lessons every week.
那我想呢，我去到这个圣经学院的时候，我每一周都学新的课程。
I said I'm not sure I'm prepared to spend one year to learn one lesson.
那我说我还不知道我是不是预备好要花。一年的时间只学一样事情。
I had a second thought come to me.
我有第二个想法。
You've already spent 10 years in diffused effort and you didn't get through.
既然你已经花了十年的时间要学习听神的声音，然后都没有成功。
If you spent one year in focused effort and got through, it'd be the best year of your life.
如果呢，你能够花一年的时间，就是好好来寻求怎么来听神的声音的话，你能够听到的话，那将会是你人生最大的一个。
I said, you're right, that would be the best year.
那我心里想说，对，
Because
这可能是我最好的一年。
At that point, I was convinced I needed to learn to hear God's voice.
因为那个时候我真的是非常迫切的需要，我也觉得我需要听到神的声音。
Jesus said, I do nothing on my own initiative.
那耶稣就说呢，我从不靠我自己做事。
It's only what I hear the Father speak and see the Father do.
我只有看到父所做的，我才做。
So Jesus lived under the voice of the Father all the time.
所以耶稣呢，是靠着听天父的声音而生活。
Would you say all the time?
跟我一起讲，每一个时间都是这样。
And Jesus was anointed.
而耶稣呢，是被恩膏的。
I said, God, I want to be anointed.
那我就对神说，神啊，我也希望被恩膏。
Say it with me.
跟我一起说。那我也希望被恩膏。
So say this, so I will learn to hear your voice.
那所以跟我一起讲，所以我要学习听你的声音。
And if it takes a year, I'll spend a year.
如果真的要花一年单单来学习听你的声音，我就花一年吧。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
So that year, I read every book on prayer and hearing God's voice I could find.
所以那年呢，我就看了所有我在书店里面可以找到的怎么倾听神声音的书。
I read everything in the Bible on prayer and hearing God's voice and seeing vision I could find.
然后我就找这个全本圣经里面有关怎么倾听神的声音，还有关于看到异象的这些经文。
I went to conferences on how to hear God's voice.
我也参加那些教导怎么倾听神声音的这个特会。
And God stretched me and changed me that year.
然后神就大大的扩张了我。
At one conference I went to, there was a book on the back table.
那么呢，有一个特会，我去的时候，在后面的那个上桌子上就放了一本书。
It was a book on inner healing.
那个书的后里面是写的是内在医治。
And it was written by two Catholic Jesuit priests.
那是两个这个天主教的这个神父所写的。
Their names were Dennis and Matt Lin.
那他们的名字是 Dennis and Matt Lin.
And I picked up the book and started leafing through it.
然后我就拿开那本书，就看翻一下内容。
And as they're praying for people, God is speaking to the person.
那当他们为人祷告的时候，神就对他们说话。
And they would write out a half a page or a page of what God was saying.
那他们写的呢，几乎呢，一页里面有半页都是神怎么跟他们说话。
I said, "That's what I want to do."
那我就心里想，这就是我希望也有的恩膏。
The only problem is these writers are Catholics.
只是呢，这两个作者呢，他们竟然是天主教徒。
And the church I got saved in said Catholics weren't even Christians.
那我所这个得救的教会教导我们天主教徒呢，他们没有得救，他们不像基督徒。
And at that point in my life, I believed Catholics were not even Christians.
那在那个时候的我呢，我就认为那个天主教徒呢，他们呢，是没有得救的，不像基督徒一样。
I was taught the Pope had 666 written on his head.
我就相信主教呢，他前面额上就写的666。
I was trained in fear.
那我就是被训练成对那个天主教徒非常的惧怕。
I was trained to separate myself from other people who didn't agree with me.
那我也被训练就是跟那些在教义上跟我看法不同的人呢，就不要跟他们靠近。
I was a fighting conservative Christian.
我是一个非常非常保守的基督徒。
But I was desperate.
但是我很迫切需要听到神的声音。
So I called up Dennis and Matt Lin.
所以呢，我就打电话给这两个天主教的神父。
I said, "Look, I understand that you're Catholic and therefore you're demonized."
我说，我知道你们是天主教徒，而且你们很可能被邪灵附。
I don't think I mentioned that they were demonized.
可能我没有讲，是我跟他们讲话的时候，我心里想，他们可能是被这个邪灵附了。
I said, "There's nobody in Protestantism who can teach me how to hear God's voice."
我说呢，在我接触的环境里面，没有人可以教导我们怎么听神的声音。
Could I drive to your place and would you teach me?
我可不可以开车到你那里，请你教我听神的声音？
They said we're coming to your state in about 2 weeks to do a conference.
他说呢，他们就说呢，再过两个礼拜我就要到你们那一周哦，开一个特会。
They said why don't you book yourself into the conference?
他们就说你干脆去报名那个特会算了。
So I called and booked my wife Patty and myself into the conference.
所以我就为我跟我的太太 Patty 呢就去那个报名了。
Now this is a scary and a stretching experience.
我要告诉你，那是一非常恐怖的经验。
I have never been to a Catholic service in my whole life.
我这一辈子从来没有去过天主教的这种聚会。
And I'm going to spend a week with two Jesuit priests and a whole bunch of Catholics.
然后我竟然要跟两个很可怕的这个天主教的神父，还有一群的天主教徒一起聚会。
So I was glad to take my wife with me.
所以我很高兴我能够带我太太一起去。
She is the stable one of the two of us.
因为至少这样我们两个加起来在那边就比较安全一点。
I usually jump and then think about it later.
我通常呢是先跳进去做，事后才想。
And she says, "How about if we pray and think about it before we jump?"
那我太太的行就是说，我们先祷告嘛，祷告清楚了我们再做。
So I figured Patty could keep me safe.
那我就觉得呢，有我太太在就可以保护我。
So I looked into Dennis and Matt Lynn's eyes.
所以我就看着那两个天主教神父的眼睛。
Because I wanted to see what a demonized person looked like.
因为我要查验从他的眼光看他是不是被邪灵附了。
I was amazed at how good they looked.
那我真的很惊讶，他们的眼光看起来非常的好，非常正直。
They were full of love, full of light, full of joy.
看起来充满了爱，充满了喜乐，充满了平安。
And when they opened their lips, the two biggest words out of their mouth was love and Jesus.
然后从他们的嘴巴出来的话，最重要的两个字都是爱跟耶稣。
And they radiated Jesus more than anyone I knew.
他们反射耶稣的形象呢，是我所有认识人当中让我觉得最像耶稣的。
They weren't angry and mad and mean like I was.
他们就不会对我生气发怒，不像我以前对别人生气发怒一样。
So we spent 1 week at a Catholic charismatic retreat center.
所以呢，我们就在那个特会里面待了两个礼拜。
It was a stretching week.
那当然对我就是一个扩张。
I almost left in the middle of the week.
那我几乎呢，在那个周当中呢。周间就想离开了。
I couldn't handle what they were doing.
因为我根本没有办法应付他们在特会里面所做的事。
They took some water and they prayed over it.
他们拿一些水，然后就祷告那些水。
And they said, "This is now holy water."
他们说那个水被祷告过之后就成为圣水。
And they gave us all some of their holy water.
然后他就给我们每一个人的那个圣水。
And they said we could go sprinkle it on things that would make them better.
他们就说呢，教我们呢，把那些圣水祷告过的就洒在什么地方，就会让他觉得状况更好。
I said, "No, I do not believe in holy water."
那我就说，我不相信圣水这一套。
So I took my holy water outside and dumped it on a dead tree stump.
然后呢，我就把那个圣水拿到那个教室外面去倒在那个沙上面。
And I said, "God, I know I'm in a cult group."
那我就跟神说，我知道我在这个聚会里面是个异教徒。
I said, "I can't handle it. I'm going home."
我不没有办法面对这个，我要回家了。
The next morning, I wake up and there's a thought going through my mind.
但是第二天早上起来之后，在我的心里面有一个想法跑进来。
A spontaneous thought.
是一个即时产生的想法。
Which I now can define was the voice of God.
那我现在呢，可以定义它就是神的声音。
And the thought was, "Do you believe in holy handkerchiefs?"
那个话问我，就是说你相不相信那个圣的手帕，被圣化的手帕。
How many here believe in a holy handkerchief?
有在我们当中多少人你相信圣化的手帕
？Can I see your hands? Just a few of you.
只有几个人相信哈。
Why do the few of you believe in a holy handkerchief?
为什么你们这几位相信这个圣的手帕呢？成圣的
手帕。Tell me, shout it out.
大声说。
It's in the Bible.
因为在圣经里面。
Book of Acts.
使徒行传。
They laid hands on a handkerchief.
他们呢，把那个彼得的那个手帕放在病人身上。
They filled it with the power of God.
他们呢，让那个手帕被圣灵充满。
They laid that handkerchief on sick people.
然后把那个手帕放在这个生病人身上。
And demons came out and they were healed.
然后呢，邪灵就被赶走，然后那些生病人就被医好了。
If you know that's in the Bible, would you say Amen?
如果你读过这段经文，请你说阿门。
Amen. So you all should have raised your hands.
所以你们刚刚那个我在测试的时候，每一个人都该举手相信圣的那个手帕。
The next thought that came to me was this.
那下一个进到我的那个脑袋里的想法就是
，If the power of God can fill a handkerchief, why can't it fill water?
如果神的能力可以充满在一个手帕上，为什么神的能力不能充满在水里面
？I said, "I don't know, but it can't."
我说我不知道为什么，但是我知道不行。
I said, "I am not going to turn Catholic."
我说我不要变成天主教。
I am a happily married Protestant man.
我是一个很快乐的这个基督徒。
How many realize God was stretching me?
有多少人知道神正在扩展我？
He was saying there's truth outside of your box.
因为神在告诉我，在你活的那个箱子外面是有真理的。
If you see that, would you say amen?
如果你同意我，请你说 amen。
I'm going to ask, would you give me permission to stretch you this week?
那我也要问大家同样的问题，你们可不可以给我这个荣幸，这个礼拜也来扩张你们？
Amen. Thank you.
谢谢你们。
Because I'm going to stretch you.
因为我要扩展你们。
I'm going to ask you to become childlike.
我要想希望你们回转像孩子一样。
Because how many know the Bible is crystal clear? We have to become like children if we want to enter the kingdom.
因为圣经上说，这个我们如果想要进天国，就要像孩子一样。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So say, God, I will become childlike.
所以请我们对神说，主啊，我要回转像孩子。
God, you can stretch me.
神，你可以扩展我。
I will accept the stretching.
我要接受你的扩展。
And I will not get mad at Mark.
然后我不会对讲员 Mark 生气。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So God taught me four simple keys to hearing His voice.
所以呢，神就教导我。这个听他的声音的四把钥匙
They are in your seminar guide
这个四个钥匙在我们的讲义里面
So just turn into the first page
所以就翻到我们的讲义的第一页
Four keys to hearing God's voice
四把听神钥匙的声音
Four keys to hearing God's voice
四把听神钥匙的听神声音的钥匙
All four keys are found in Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 1 and 2
这四把钥匙我们都可以在哈巴谷书的二章一到二节那边看到。
During that year, I was pondering how to hear God's voice.
在我那一年专心听神声音的那个时候
He woke me up one morning with a booming bass voice.
那神真的就用了一个很大的声音把我吵醒。
It is the only time in my entire life I've heard a booming bass voice.
那是在我有生之年唯一的一次听到神的声音。非常大的在我耳边跟我说
he said, Mark, go to your office. I'm going to teach you how to hear my voice.
神的声音对我说 Mark, 你现在到办公室去我要教你一件事
And he showed me these four keys.
然后他就教我这四把钥匙
Habakkuk said, I will stand at my guard post. I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me and the Lord said to record the vision.
那么在哈巴谷书二章一到二节那边讲到我要站在这个守望所要立在望楼上观看要看耶和华对我说什么话
And those four statements are four keys to hearing God's voice
这四句话呢对我来说就是四把钥匙
The first key is in the first statement
那第一把钥匙就是第一句话
I will stand my guard post
我要站在守望所
And stated briefly, it's this
那么其实呢就是这个意思
That we're to quiet ourselves in God's presence
就是要在神的同在里面安静自己
Now you can call that a guard post
你可以说这个是一个守望所
You can call it a prayer closet
你可以也可以守望所也就是你的这个祷告间
You can call it a soaking room
你也可以说那是你在那里soaking 的一个房间
It can be your living room couch where you quiet yourself in God's presence
也可以是你的卧房里面的一个沙发你常在那边默想的
And I think all of us knew that we're supposed to still ourselves if we want to hear God's voice
那我想我们大家都同意如果我们要听到神的声音的话第一件事情就是我们自己先要安静下来
If you knew that, would you say amen?
如果你同意的话请你说 amen Amen
Good Although only half of my brain knew that.
虽然呢，只有我半边的脑呢同意这件事情。
The other half of my brain believed the opposite of that.
那我另外半边脑呢完全不同意这个。
It said, don't you dare still your thoughts.
那另外半边脑就告诉我，你千万不要停止你自己的思想。
Because if you do, guess who could move upon you?
因为那个声音就告诉我说，你要是敢安静你自己下来的话，你猜谁会来控制你？
Tell me if you know who.
如果你知道是谁，请你大声说出来。
Who?
啊，仇敌 ，enemy.
The enemy.
The enemy.
The devil.
就是魔鬼。
So one half of me is saying, "Mind, become still."
所以呢，一半的脑告诉我说呢，我要安静下来。
The other half is saying, "Don't you dare become still, because Satan will get you."
但是另一半边的脑告诉我说，你千万不要安静下来，因为你安静下来，撒旦就会来这个掌控你。
So with that kind of inner tension, how many of you know it's going to be difficult to become still?
所以你知道，在我内心深处，既然有这么大的挣扎，我可以安静下来吗？
I'm not even completely convinced it's right to become still.
因为连我自己都不敢相信说要完全安静下来是对的。
So question one is it right to still my mind or is it wrong to still my mind?
所以现在有一个迷思就是说你要自己安静下来这件事是对的还是错的。
Tell me if you know.
如果你知道的话请你回答。 Right.
It's right. The Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God."
圣经上说呢，你要休息，要知道我是神。
You can put that reference in the margin next to number one.
你可以把这个诗篇四十六篇第十节放在你的这个第一个钥匙旁边。
Psalm 46:10.
诗篇四十六篇第十节。
Psalms 46:10.
诗篇四十六篇第十节
Be still and know that I am God.
你们要休息，要知道我是神。
So I needed to repent.
所以呢，我需要悔改。
I had to repent of my fear that it was wrong to still my mind.
所以呢，我要为我一半的脑呢，觉得很害怕，不敢安静下来，来向神悔改。
Because how many know that fear is nothing more than faith in reverse?
因为有多少人赞同呢？其实呢，恐惧就是信心的反面。
Amen.
Amen.
Fear is me believing in the power of Satan to get me.
恐惧呢，其实就是你同意这个撒旦的力量，觉得呢他会来这个超越神的力量，所以你会恐惧。
And how many of you know faith works whether you use it in forward gear or reverse gear?
那你知不知道信心是可以往前的，好像是可以改变的那个 gear 一样。
If I believe for the power of Satan to get me, guess what? He can get me.
那如果呢，我相信呢，撒旦的力量可以掌控我的话，那你知道什么事会发生吗？就是撒旦真的可以掌控。
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, "According to your faith, be it unto you."
那圣经上说呢，就按照你的信心给你成就。
So if you say, well, I really believe that when I still myself, Satan will get me, then he will.
所以呢，信心呢，当你如果也有反面的哈，如果说你相信撒旦的力量，他可以来掌控你的时候，那就照着你的信心，撒旦也真的就会来掌控你。
So I said, I'm going to repent of my faith in the power of Satan to get me.
所以呢，我就跟神说，主啊，我要向你悔改。我不要再惧怕，不要再相信撒旦的力量可以来控制我。
And I prayed a prayer of repentance.
所以我就做了认罪悔改的祷告。
Would you like to pray that prayer with me?
那现在你愿不愿意跟我一起来做这个祷告？
Say this after me.
跟我一起来祷告。
Dear Jesus,
亲爱的耶稣，
I repent of any ungodly belief.
我要为我思想里面任何不属神的信念悔改。
A belief that if I quiet myself in your presence, Satan will get me.
我就是过去相信，如果我在你的面前安静，撒旦就可以来控制我。
I accept the truth of your word.
我现在要接受你的真理。
That when I ask for the Spirit,
当我要向你求圣灵的时候。
I will receive the Spirit.
我就会领受圣灵。
And I will not get a serpent.
因为我不会得到蛇。
I will not get a stone.
我也不会得到石头。
I will receive the Spirit.
我就会得到你的圣灵。
Any fear, doubt, and unbelief.
任何的怀疑、惧怕、不信。
I bind it in the name of Jesus.
我奉耶稣基督的名捆绑。
And I cast it down in Jesus' name.
我奉主的名命令你们离开。
You have no place in my life.
你在我的生命中无权无份。
I am a believer.
我是重新得救的基督徒。
I believe the Bible works in me.
我相信圣经的真理在我生命中运行。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
祷告。Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that was my first prayer of repentance.
所以那是我第一个认罪悔改的祷告。
And so now I said to my mind, I said, mind, be still.
所以呢，我现在就可以很放心的对我的心说，我的心啊，要在神的面前安静下来。
And my mind said, make me.
那我的心就对我说，好的，请让我安静。
I said, I'll shoot you if you don't shut up.
那我就对我的心说，如果你不安静的话，我就要把你射死。
It said, go ahead.
然后我的心就说，你就做吧。
So I had a knockdown, drag out fight with my mind.
所以呢，其实我有一段跟我自己内在的这个想法挣扎的时候。
Would you like a simple way to quiet your mind down instantaneously?
你想不想学一个很迅速的，可以在一秒钟内就让你的心安静下来的方法？
Come back tomorrow. I want to give you that.
请你明天早上再来，我会教你。
No, I'm going to tell it to you today too.
我今天也会教你了。
It's in key number two.
也就是呢，这个第二把钥匙。
Key number two, I'm going to keep watch to see.
第二把钥匙就是我要立在望楼上观看。
I said, I would never write that sentence that way.
那我就说我不会这样子。
Because he said, I'm going to keep watch to see what the Lord will speak to me.
因为这里哈巴谷说我要一直在这个望楼上观看神要跟我说什么。
I said, I would have said, I'm going to listen to hear what the Lord's going to speak to me.
那我说呢，我会做的是我要在望楼上要聆听神要跟我讲什么，而不是观看神要跟我讲什么。
Do you think it makes more sense to listen for the voice of God than to try to see the voice of God?
你们是不是跟我一样觉得应该在望楼上是要听神讲什么，而不是要观看神要讲什么？
Amen?
Amen, 是吗？
So I said, how come he's trying to see?
所以我就想哈巴谷怎么会在这里要观看呢？
When I go to pray, I'm not trying to see anything.
当我去祷告的时候，我从来没有想要看到什么。
I'm just trying to hear a voice.
我只是想要听到神的声音。
I'm not hearing a voice.
但是我也没有听到声音。
But I'm really trying hard.
可是至少我真的很认真的要去寻求听神的声音。
And the Lord showed me key number two.
所以呢，神就呢告诉我第二把钥匙。
Which is to look for vision as you pray.
就是在你祷告的时候呢，你也要去寻求异象。
Look for vision as you pray.
当你在祷告的时候呢，你也要去寻求异象。
Keep watch to see.
要在祷告的时候要这个观看，要寻求异象。
I never used to look for vision when I prayed.
当我在祷告的时候呢，我从来都没有看异象。
And since I didn't use to look for vision, guess what I got?
那当我没有看异象的时候，那你想我就看到了什么？
Nothing.
当然就是我没有要看，所以也就看不到什么了。
No vision.
没有异象。
Because we have not, because we ask not.
我们没有看到是因为我们没有寻求。
Do you want to move? Can you see? Look for vision as you pray.
就是在你第二个钥匙，在你祷告的时候，你就要这个寻求异象。
And the specific vision is to fix your eyes on Jesus.
那最重要呢，就是要把你的眼目聚焦在耶稣的脸上。
If you want to put a verse in the margin, it's Hebrews 12:1-2.
那就是希伯来书十二章的一到二节。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
就是我们要定睛在耶稣的身上，那一位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Look for vision.
要观看异象。
Fix your eyes on Jesus.
要注目在耶稣的脸上。
Well, that was new.
那对我来说，这是新鲜的。
In 1979, no one was teaching anything about vision.
在1979年那个年代，没有任何人教导关于异象的事情。
Today, there is some teaching on it.
那今天有很多关于这方面的教导。
Some people are into vision and dreams.
有很多人呢都是能够做异梦看异象的。
And some people are very against dream and vision.
但是有很多人呢对于这个做异梦看异象是非常的反对。
Because in our nation, one of the big groups that uses vision is the New Age movement.
因为在那我们的时候呢就是唯一那个这个看看异象做异梦就是这个新世纪运动的人。
They do a lot with imagination and visualizing.
他们呢就有很多的这个默想跟这个看意象。
And so some people say, well, we can't imagine and visualize because that's what New Agers do.
所以有些人会跟我讲呢，我们没有办法这个看意象或是想象或是做异梦，因为呢那是这个新世纪运动的人做的。
And part of the church is very afraid to visualize or to imagine.
所以有一部分教会人就非常害怕看到意象或是做异梦。
And so now we got another fear issue here.
那我们在这边又要面对一个恐惧的问题。
I hate fear.
我非常不喜欢恐惧。
I grew up in fear.
因为我是在恐惧中长大的。
I was a mighty man of fear for the first 11 years of my Christian life.
因为在我这个重生得救的十一年，我对于要听神的声音，我已经够恐惧了。
And I've changed to a mighty man of faith because I repented of all my fear.
但是因为我为我的恐惧这个认罪悔改之后，我就成为一个在主里有信心的人。
And I've replaced it with the truth of the Word of God.
因为我以神的真理来代替我里头的恐惧。
So I want to help you work through issues of fear.
所以我也要帮助你们可以走过这个恐惧。
And in some cases, issues of wrong teaching.
有一些关于这些事情呢是不对的教导。
And maybe for some of you, you have no teaching on the eyes of your heart at all.
那或者对我们当中有一些人，可能以前你从来没有关于这方面的教导。
Let's just start with the New Age movement for just a moment.
那我们先讲一下新世纪运动。
If there is a cult group out there doing something,
如果在外面有一个异教徒在那里做一些事情
，like visualizing,
比如说看异象
，What should my response be?
那我的反应应该是什么呢？
Personally, I believe cult groups are counterfeits to the church.
那基本上我个人认为那些异教徒他们当然跟教会持的是相对相反的这个立场。
If you agree Satan's a counterfeiter, would you say amen?
如果呢你相信呢撒旦总是一个模仿者的话请你说 amen。
Amen.
So for a counterfeiter to be worth anything, there's two characteristics of the counterfeit.
所以呢就是在外面那群异教徒如果他们也试着在新世纪运动里面要来看异象的话就表示他们在模仿教会做的那如果他们要模仿教会做的呢就代表这个模仿的里头代表有两个意义
First of all, the counterfeit is counterfeiting something that is real
第一个呢你要模仿一个东西就表示说有一个真实的事情是存在的
And secondly, that real thing has to have enough value to make it worth counterfeiting
另外一个就是这个要被模仿的事情呢，一定是具有某种价值，才有人要去模仿它。
So if cult groups are using vision, dream, and visualization,
所以呢，如果那些异教徒呢，他们要来这个看异象、要做异梦这些事情
，I know two things about dream, vision, and visualization.
那我就知道有两件事关于这个做异梦、看异象、看图画的事。
I know that there is a real.
我知道那有一个是真的。
And the real has value.
而那一个真的异梦、异象、图画是有价值的。
Which means I'm going back to the Bible.
也就是说，我要回到圣经里面。
I'm going to look up every single verse on dream, vision, and imagination.
我就把所有圣经里面关于异象、异梦、看图画的这个经文都查了一遍。
And look and see and seer.
然后就是观看看，然后这些观看到的人。
And parable and story and pictures.
不管是图画啦，比喻啦，这些事。
Because I want to build a biblical view of what God says about how to use the eyes of my heart.
因为呢，我想要找到一个正确的这个神学的基础，是关于怎么来运用我心灵的眼睛。
If you think that's the proper response, would you say amen?
如果你认为我的这个态度是对的，请你说 amen。Amen.
Amen. Because not everyone does that.
因为并不是每一个人都这样做。
I had a person email me last week.
我上个礼拜接到一个这个 email.
And they said, I was doing some of this stuff and people attacked me.
他 他说呢，我就做了你所教的这些事情，可是有人就攻击我。
Because they said New Agers do that, and therefore I'm opening the door in my life to counterfeits.
因为呢，他们就告诉我说，新世纪跟你所做的一样啊，所以你是把你自己的生命向这个邪灵展开。
So people were trying to move him by fear and keep him away from the spirit realm.
所以呢，人们就用那样的说法，让他恐惧，让他不再走在信心里面。
I do not build my life in reaction to counterfeit groups.
我不会把呢这一个这个模仿的这个异教徒他们的反应呢来影响到我自己的态度。
I don't care if every cult group in the world visualizes.
我不在乎那些在外面有多少个异教徒，有多少种异教徒他们在那边就是用眼睛在观看。
I don't care if no cult group in the world visualizes.
我也不在乎在外面没有一个异教徒在那里用心灵的眼睛观看。
It doesn't make any difference to me.
因为对我来说那没有什么分别。
Because I do not live in reaction to error.
因为我活着不是要向那些错误来做反应。
I live out of what the Word and the Spirit teaches.
我是靠这个圣经里面的这个话语以及神的灵对我说话来反应。
Amen.
Amen.
Say this with me.
跟我一起这样说。
I will not live in reaction to error.
我不会对那些异教徒的这个反应来做反应。
I don't care what Satan is doing.
我不在乎撒旦在做什么。
I don't live out of Satan.
我不是这个观看撒旦的作为。
I care what the Bible teaches.
我在乎圣经的教导。
And I will live what the Bible teaches.
我要照圣经所教导而活。
Regardless as to whether cult groups do or do not do it.
不管这些异教徒有没有模仿。
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Give the Lord a hand. Amen.
给主一个掌声。
It breaks my heart to see people put into prisons because of fear.
对我来说，看到人因为恐惧而被恐惧监禁起来，对我来说是很心痛的。
People begin a path in the spirit. They begin to walk in the spirit.
人们一开始走在圣灵里面。
And then someone comes along and says, "I think that that's kind of cultish."
然后呢，旁边就有人开始攻击他说，我觉得你那样做可能有一点这个不对哦。
And they step away from the spirit.
然后他们就开始不走在圣灵中。
So I'm going to ask you to do what I did.
所以呢，我就要邀请你们跟我一样来做。
I'm going to ask you to look up every single verse in the Bible on dream, vision, and seer.
那我就希望你们跟我一样来查考整本圣经里面有关做异梦、看异象以及看图画的所有的经文。
In this seminar guide, I'm going to give you a list of 400 verses to look up.
在这一本讲义里面，我要给你们有400处的经文附录是关于这些的。
We'll cover it in a couple of days.
那当然呢，就是这几天我们会。
But I want you to build your own theology about the eyes of your heart.
但是我希望你对自己心灵的眼睛能够透过这些经文建立你自己的神学基础。
I want it to be your personal revelation because you poured over scripture.
那我希望是你自己从神领受的这个个人的启示，因为是你自己来查阅这些经文。
And if it's your revelation, no one can tear it from you.
那如果是你自己的，你建立起来，就没有人可以再来惊吓你。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So look for vision as you pray.
所以呢，当你祷告的时候呢，你要寻求异象，要看异象。
Let me tell you a story about the first time I used vision in my prayer life.
那我要跟大家分享我第一次在祷告的时候看到异象的故事。
I was reading a gospel story.
我在读一个福音书的故事。
It was John chapter 4.
是约翰福音第四章。
It was the Samaritan woman at a well with Jesus.
是那个撒玛利亚妇人在井旁。
I grew up in a country and we had big round wells. I grew up in the countryside and we had great big round wells.
那我是在这个美国的乡村长大的，我们那个村子里面就有那个很大的那个井。
And as I read that Bible story, I could picture it easily in my mind.
所以呢，当我读这个福音书的时候呢，我就很容易呢，能够想象这样的一个场景。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
When you read a gospel story, do you picture it in your mind?
当你读福音书的故事的时候，你会不会自己在脑袋里面想象这些图画？
Raise your hand if you do.
会的人请举手。
Many of you do.
我们当中很多人都会。
Most of you do.
大多数人都会。
That is called imagination.
那叫做想象。
It's called picturing.
也是叫做看图画。
It's called visualizing.
也就是在看意象。
And it's not a cultish tactic.
而那不是一个异教徒的行为。
It's a childlike tactic.
那是一个像孩子一样的行动。
Any child you read a picture story to, they will picture the scene.
任何一个小孩子，你跟他看图说故事的时候，他自己脑袋里面也会出现一个图画的。
So to be afraid of picturing because we think it's cultish, I think that's foolish.
所以呢，如果你在读福音书的时候，那个故事里头，你害怕去看这个图画、看意象呢，你就我觉得那是非常傻的。
Because we all do it without even thinking about the process.
因为其实在我们根本完全不知道有没有异教徒在做这些事情的时候，我们已经在看图画了。
So I was picturing Jesus at the woman at the well with the woman.
所以我就在脑海里面想象耶稣在这个井旁，这个跟这个撒玛利亚妇人说话。
It was a beautiful warm summer day.
那是一个很美丽的夏天。
And I could see Jesus with long flowing robes.
我可以想象耶稣呢是穿一件长袍。
And sandals on his feet.
穿着凉鞋。
A very gentle, loving countenance.
是一个非常温柔的爱的这个行动。
And was reaching out to me.
然后呢，就进到那个场景。
I didn't really see his face.
我没有看到耶稣的脸。
I saw him from the shoulders on down.
我从他的这个肩膀以下看到他。
And many people say that.
那很多人这样说。
When they begin to use vision, they don't see Jesus' face.
当他们在这个读福音书，在这个想象画面的时候，他们通常没有看到耶稣的脸。
And then after a while, his face does begin to appear.
然后可能过一段时间之后，耶稣的脸才会慢慢向他们显现。
When I did see his face, I saw two eyes full of laughter.
那我虽然在那个图画场景里面没有看到耶稣的脸，但是我看到他充满爱的眼光。
And a great big smile on his lips.
还有在他嘴上的很大的一个笑容。
He was having a lot more fun than I was having.
那呢，他在那个场景里面呢，他就很愉快哈，比我还愉快。
And he told me to lighten up.
那他就告诉我一些事。
And laugh.
他告诉我要笑。
He said I was way too serious.
那神就告诉我说我太这个严肃了哈，我需要放松。
He said he had it all under control. I could relax.
他说呢，他是可以掌管一切的神呢，所以我可以完全的放心放松。
And so I have learned to laugh a lot more.
所以呢，从我遇见耶稣开始，我就开始学习笑。
So there's Jesus sitting in the well.
所以呢，耶稣就坐在这个井旁。
Instead of the woman sitting next to him, I put myself in the picture.
然后呢，在这个场景里面，本来是耶稣在跟这个撒玛利亚妇人说话，但是我就把我自己放在那个撒玛利亚妇人的这个位置上，由我来代替她。
Is it okay to put your name in these Bible promises?
那把你自己的名字放在圣经里面的一些应许的这些经句里面，这个有没有问题？
Yes. By his stripes, I, Mark Verkler, am healed.
那因着他的恩典呢，我可以得医治。因他的这个鞭伤，我得医治。如果把这个名这个我换成我的名字有没有问题
？Amen, amen.
No, no problem.
No problem.
Yeah.
Good.
很好。
Is it okay to put your whole self in the scene as one of the characters?
那把你代替这个福音书里面一个场景里头的一个人物有没有关系
？Yes.
It's okay.
Yes. How many people actually do that?
那在我们当中有多少人已经开始这样操练？
Could I see your hands?
有的话请举手。
Look around, folks. Put your hand up high.
请你把手举高一点。
Look around, folks.
那你四周也看看。
Thank you.
好，谢谢。
About a third of you do that.
那在我们当中，大概三分之一的人都已经开始这样的操练。
One third of you are reading the Bible differently than the other two thirds.
那我们在当中三分之一的人跟另外三分之二人读圣经的时候不太一样。
Isn't that interesting?
这是不是很有趣啊？
Because I assume we all did the same thing.
因为我想我们是不是都是在读同一本圣经？
But we're doing two very different things when we read the Bible.
但是当我们读圣经的时候呢，我们却是有两种不同的方式。
Tomorrow, I would like to explore that in depth and see if we can see what's going on.
那明天呢，我会在这个里头呢，要跟大家分享更深入一点。
Maybe this one third of you are crazy.
也许在我们当中，刚举手的三分之一是发疯了。
Or maybe you're doing something the other two thirds of us ought to do.
或者你们在三分之一呢，是所有我们当中另外三分之二人也都应该这样做的。
We'll try to figure that out tomorrow.
那明天呢，我们会在这方面更多的分享。
You're not crazy.
啊，对不起啊，我刚才说的是你们没有发疯。
So I'm sitting next to Jesus at the well.
所以呢，我就在井旁坐在耶稣的旁边。
And I prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to take the scene over.
那我就向这个圣灵祷告，求圣灵来掌管这个场景。
Is it okay in the middle of your Bible study to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to take it over?
那在你读圣经的时候，是不是这样？是不是可以呢？就是你暂停下来，然后请圣灵来掌管你在读的这些圣经的这个场景。
Yes. Ephesians 1:17-18.
在以弗所书一章的十七到十八节
I pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened.
那我为你们心灵的眼睛祷告，要被照明
That you might know.
那你们可以知道
So I'm praying God enlighten my eyes.
所以我就祷告神可以照亮我的眼睛
I'm asking the Holy Spirit to take the scene over.
那我求圣灵来掌管整个场景
And guess what happened?
然后你们猜猜有什么事情发生
The Holy Spirit took it over.
圣灵就真的掌管。
The scene in my mind came alive.
然后呢，我就开始看到一些图画。
And Jesus gestured like a person would gesture as they speak.
那耶稣呢，就对我呢，就邀请伸出手势。
And as he gestures, a spontaneous thought lights up on my mind.
当耶稣这样，好像在邀请我的，做了这样的一个手势之后，在我的心中就有一个即时的意念进来。
And that was his voice.
就是他的声音。
The thought was an answer to my question.
那个声音，那个想法就回答了我的问题。
I was asking the Lord how to deal with a rebellious teenage girl in my house.
我就在问神说，我要怎么对我们家里那个十几岁的那个叛逆期的那个小孩，怎么对他说话
？She was a runaway girl.
因为呢，这个女孩，我的女儿呢，她是一个逃家的孩子。
And we had taken her into our home to minister to her.
那我们必须呢，要把她带回到我们家呢，来服侍她。
And she was breaking all the household rules.
那她就在我们家呢，打破我们家所有的这个家庭规范。
And I was frustrated with her.
那我对她呢，非常的这个沮丧。
And I said I'm going to have to read her the Riot Act.
那我就说呢，我可能还没有办法再这样接待她。
I'm going to have to lay down the law.
我必须要告诉她一些这个规范。
And she snuck off for school, so I couldn't lay down the law.
那呢，她又不去上课，让我没有办法继续的这样子带她。
So during the day, I asked the Lord how to handle her.
所以呢，在我在那个默想的时候呢，我就问主说：“主啊，我应该怎么对她？”
The spontaneous thought that came back was love unconditionally.
那么，那个在我脑袋里面出现的即时的这个意念就是。你要无条件的爱他。
So I opened my eyes and wrote down love unconditionally.
所以我就在我的笔记本上写下要无条件的爱他。
I said that's not what I was planning on doing.
那我就跟神说，这不是我预备要做的事啊。
I was going to tell her here's the rules.
我是准备要告诉他说，这一些是我的规矩。
As I look back at the vision and ask Jesus, is there more you want to say?
然后我又回到场景里面问耶稣说。你还有没有什么要更多对我说的
？The thought that came back is she's very insecure.
那个即时的意念又进来说，她非常的没有这个小女孩非常的没有安全感。
And I opened my eyes and wrote down she is very insecure.
所以我又打开笔记本写她非常没有安全感。
I said that's not what I was thinking.
那我就心里想，这不是我原来所认为的。
I was thinking she's rebellious.
我是认为她是非常的叛逆。
I said maybe this is God speaking.
我就想，也许这是神所说的。
And maybe he's looking into her heart.
也许神看的是她的内心。
And since she's a runaway, she probably is insecure.
那既然她是一个离家的、逃家的孩子，可能呢，她真的是里面非常没有安全感。
And she's probably covering it up with a facade of rebellion.
那他可能就用很多东西来把他用这个叛逆来包装他自己。
And so I can minister to a facade, or I can minister to a broken heart.
所以呢，我到底可以服侍呢？是他那个叛逆的外表，还是我可以真的服侍他那个没有安全感的内心
？I decided to minister to her heart.
所以呢，我就做一个决定，就是要服侍他的内心。
When she came home that night from school.
当他那一个晚上从学校回家的时候
，I spent about an hour building a deeper relationship with her.
我就花了一个小时在跟他谈我们的关系。
I let her speak about her life.
我就让他说关于他的生命。
And I spoke about my life.
我也对他分享我的生命。
I'm sure I gave her a couple rules. I just needed to.
那我想我还是忍不住给他几个我要给他的原则。
But mostly we just built a relationship.
但是主要的我们还是在建立彼此的关系。
And the Bible says you can test things by their fruit.
那圣经上说你可以从他结的果子来断定他。
The fruit was she did not run away from my house. She stayed for the next year.
那么从果子来看呢，接下来这一年他就没有从我们家逃开，他在我们家住了一年。
I said that's good fruit.
那我说那是好果，好果子。
That's better than what I would have gotten had I done it my way.
那我就想，如果我是照我自己的方式给他一堆的规则的话，可能他又早就逃离我们家了。
My very first experience in using vision and hearing God's voice.
我的这个第一个就是运用这一个意象、看意象还有看图画的这个经验。
It immediately improved my interpersonal relationships.
就马上帮助了我跟人的之间的互动跟关系。
It made me more loving and not so harsh.
让我对人就有更多的爱，而不是那么的这个粗暴。
And as you use vision and hear God's voice, the same thing will happen in every person's life.
当我们开始操练，就是听神的声音、看意象、看图片的时候，也会改变我们的生命跟与人的关系。
All of your interpersonal relationships will improve.
所有我们跟人的关系都会被改进。
My wife said that when I learned how to journal, her marriage improved greatly.
我的太太告诉我说，当我学习这样来看意象的时候，我跟她的婚姻关系进步了很多。
And I thought I was a perfect husband even before I journaled.
但是我自己认为呢，在我开始这个看意象之前呢，我早就是一个完美的丈夫了。
But I used to pressure my wife.
但是呢，我以前常常给我太太压力。
I used to try to make her more like me.
我以前呢就很想呢让她非常像我。
And in my journal, God said, "Love your wife."
那当我在这个聆听神的声音的时候，我写下的日记就是说，神告诉我要更多爱你太太。
I said, "I'm going to as soon as I fix her."
那我就跟神说，只要我把她修理好，我就会更多的爱她。
God said, "I did not say to fix your wife. I said to love your wife."
神就告诉我说，我没有叫你要修理你的太太，我叫你要爱她。
I said, "I'm going to as soon as I fix her."
然后我又跟神说，只要我把她修理好了，我就会更爱她。
He said, "Mark, love your wife."
神就跟我说，Mark, 你要爱你的太太。
So I learned very simple Christianity: love your wife.
所以我就从聆听神的声音学到非常基础的这个基督徒生活，就是要爱你的太太。
Don't pressure her. Don't try to make her change.
不要改变她，不要给她压力。
God said, "The Holy Spirit's the convictor. He'll change people."
那神就说呢，只有圣灵可以来医治人，然后改变人的生命。
And I did not have to pressure people to change. That was the work of the Holy Spirit.
我不需要给人压力，让人来改变，因为那是圣灵的工作。
How many think that's pretty decent?
那有多少人觉得我讲的是对的？
Amen. 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 That was my first use of vision in my Christian life.
那是我第一次运用眼睛来看异象的基督徒的生活经验。
We will spend a couple of hours talking about activating the eyes of your heart and seeing vision.
我们呢花几个小时来讲呢怎么运用我们心灵的眼睛来看异象。
That's key number two.
这就是呢第二把钥匙。
I have a question.
我有一个问题。
Would you like a break?
你们大家要不要休息一下
？Break time.
现在是休息时间。
We'll take a 10 or 15 minute break and come back.
我们要休息10到15分钟再回来。
Amen. You're dismissed.
Amen.